This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Speaking of a special announcement, Preservation Week is on the way, and we want to give you all the details. Erin Brennan is here. She's a board member of Preservation Piedmont, and Melissa Thaxton as well. She's president at Preservation Piedmont. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you very much.
So, Melissa, let me start with you. What is Preservation Piedmont?
Well, Preservation Piedmont is a local area nonprofit. We specialize in education as well as advocacy of just historic preservation issues of Charlottesville, Albemarle, and our surrounding counties. And we're a member of a larger group called PAPA, which is the Preservation Area, or the Piedmont Area Preservation Alliance. And so PAPA kind of came together a few years ago and said, you know, we really need to have sort of a week-long celebration of historic preservation and really let the community have an opportunity to learn not only about local preservation, but the issues of how you can do green design in preservation, how preservation is actually sustainable development and sustainable reuse. And so we started hosting these preservation weeks. And so we're getting ready to do our third annual one starting this Wednesday, March 30th.
This Wednesday, so just a few days away, the 2011 Preservation Week, sponsored by Preservation Piedmont, and it's right here in Central Virginia. So, Erin, what exactly is Preservation Week then? Now that we know when it's coming, what is it?
Preservation Week is, well, this year we're actually taking 10 whole days to do it because we just couldn't contain it in the 7 that we normally do. This is our third one. So it's generally a week to a week and a half long planned activities. It ranges from lectures, kind of educational events, open houses. This year, we've got some really fantastic highlights. We're opening with a lecture by, from Jean Caroon, who just came out with a fantastic building called Sustainable Preservation. And she's a Boston architect who's been working in historic preservation and sustainability for decades. And so she finally came out with this wonderful book, and she's coming here to speak about it. So there's a book signing and a lecture on Wednesday evening.
And advanced copies are available at New Dominion Bookshop if you want to be shopping locally.
Of course they are. There you go.
Yep.
We're talking with Erin Brennan and Melissa Thaxton. They're with Preservation Piedmont. And before we go any further, let me give you the website. Of course, it's preservationpiedmont.org. You can get complete details there about Preservation Week 2011, which starts next Wednesday. It's right around the corner. So, Erin, you were giving us some of the highlights of some of the events going on.
Absolutely. We also, there's loads where there's lots of lunch sessions and evening sessions, and our schedule is available on our website. And it's up completely up to date with descriptions as well as of the events throughout the week. But then the Piedmont Area Preservation Alliance is hosting the Virginia Antiques Show and events in the old ice skating rink all weekend. So that'll be open. And I believe there's a fee to get into the door, but there's lots of learning opportunities. And also, I believe, purchasing opportunities for the weekend there. And then on April 3rd, Sunday, we're going to have a walking tour from 1 to 3 p.m. on West Main Street that's going to highlight all of the kind of both old and new development that's proposed
cool.
or has been recently built along West Main. That's
like
going to start at the Lewis and Clark statue, go all the way around to the corner bridge, and then all the way back. So we're really excited about that. We've got some corporate sponsorship with that, a 10% discount at the Horse and Hound for brunch if you're participating in the tour. And then West Main Street is hosting a happy hour at 3 at the end of the tour. So something a little fun for everyone there, hopefully.
Very, very cool. Mm-hmm. Erin Brennan and Melissa Thaxton are here from Preservation Piedmont. Preservation Week starts next Wednesday. It's 4:23 in Charlottesville. This is Charlottesville Right Now. So Melissa, let me ask you about this. On one of the tours mm-hmm. is a tour of the old Jefferson Theater, which if I'm not mistaken was 1912.
Yeah, built in 1912.
And there's been, that of course is one of the most recent and high profile preservation efforts that that has gone on in this community, right?
Yes. And I believe it was completed last year. And so there's going to be an opportunity for people to come see the tour, get to actually talk with some of the project designers to hear what are the challenges of restoring a historic theater and a historic building in general, and then get to see how successful it was. And there's going to be a couple other opportunities. The old hardware store, which is now the home of Urban Outfitters, as well as some offices, is going to be open, as well as the social hall, which is former office buildings located on East Jefferson Street that's in the process of being converted back into a single-family residence.
And when you say these are open, and again, it's preservationpiedmont.org. You can get the complete calendar there. Somebody might have some time and they might want to go to one of these open houses. Is there somebody there to literally give people an idea and point at stuff and say, this is what's going on in here?
There'll be scheduled tours. And so if you look, go to preservationpiedmont.org for the exact start time. There'll be people there to meet and then, kind of walk through, let people know what they're looking at, answer questions.
Cool.
As well. So there'll be a lot of great opportunities to really see inside of these buildings as opposed to just learning about them from a lecture.
Good stuff. Preservation Week starts next Wednesday. Aaron, let me ask you about this, because one of the things that interests me most as a historian, as somebody who writes so much about local history, is I can see in the historic record, in the story that is this long arc, the story of our community, I can really see how when we make an effort as a community or individuals just privately to preserve the built environment, to preserve these buildings and these streetscapes, that it turns out to be an incredible economic development initiative. And it's something that a lot of developers, not all of them, but a lot of developers don't ever really seem to be able to wrap their minds around, because most of them think, well, I got to tear something down and get it out of the way, start with a clean slate, then I'm going to build what I want, when often preserving something that's already there turns out to be really, really beneficial and a boon to the local economy.
I agree, and I think you're absolutely right. You're making a very, very good point, and something I see very often. The thing, preservation, it's a longer term payoff, and so there's not, as I think some developers may feel, maybe not necessarily accurately, that there's it's easier to tear down and it's easier to build new and it's cheaper and just to get people in there. But I think what everybody realizes in the long term is that what a lot of people tend to gravitate towards are those older places that where there's maybe both new and old represented in an urban, kind of dense urban area, and that gives it a kind of sense of authenticity and richness and diversity that doesn't exist in these kind of, you know, places that have been raised and then built up new. And so while they may seem appealing in the first 5 years, after 15 or 20 years, they see a decline in those areas. And then in the older areas, once people start fixing things up, either developers or individual homeowners, those are the areas that you often find people gravitating towards over time because of that sense of history and that authenticity.
Yeah.
So it's a misconception that I hope, you know, with a lot of the this now being our third Preservation Week, and we always talk every year about this issue of, you know, building sustainable, building with historic fabric as opposed to raising it and starting new, but, you know, a kind of a design with approach as opposed to a scrape clean approach.
Right, right.
To create.
Yeah, and I don't think you need to look. You really don't need to look any further than the downtown mall.
Absolutely.
To see that the results of exactly what we're talking about, of preserving that streetscape, preserving those old buildings, and now it's, you know, one of the most sought after places to live and to work and to own a business in Central Virginia. It really is amazing, and it's not just buildings too. But I have often said if we made an effort to really bring back the trolley car line,
yeah,
which Charlottesville was created around a trolley car line. The neighborhoods are where they are largely because a trolley car line was there first. And if we brought that back, I'll guarantee you, you'd have a lot more people riding trolley cars. The values would go up. It would enrich the community, and more people would want to live and work here as a result.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Melissa Thaxton and Aaron Brennan there with Preservation Piedmont. Preservation Week starts on Wednesday of next week. Complete details are available online at preservationpiedmont.org. Thank you both for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.